Well, the game you're looking for is most certainly here. Welcome to our KLIQ High School Volleyball Game of the Week. Rob Austin with you, Tyson Hevronic alongside, and we've got another Hastings matchup tonight. Last week we brought you Adams Central and St. Cecilia, a thrilling match that went five sets, and Adams Central came out on top. Today we are at Hastings High School, where Adams Central will take on the Hastings Tigers in home. It is a completely different picture for Hastings coming up this year. Last year, Hastings comes up and makes it to the first round of the playoffs and did an excellent job. They set the record for the most wins in a season and did a superior job. They made it to that first round. They had a tough draw in that first round, Hastings did. They played Lincoln Pius and got eliminated in three games. So it was a short trip to Lincoln, but a trip to Lincoln nevertheless. So we are going to break down all the ins and outs of this ball game. We've got about 11 minutes before our first serve. So it's the Adams Central Patriots and the Hastings High Tigers coming your way on the Breeze 94.5. We'll be right back with our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show right after this.
Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hebronic with you for great high school volleyball action coming your way. Excited to be here. Got a good crowd on hand. Two solid teams coming into the contest. So, Tyson, I got to tell you, this is for this Hastings team night and day from what they put on the court last year.
That's exactly right, Rob. They lost four starters from last year's team, four significant starters. Kern is gone. Hannah Rundle is out of the lineup. Kristen Pulowski, and you know, without those girls in there, this is a completely different ballgame. They were, you know, four leading seniors in there that just meant so much to this Hastings team. They were leaders on and off the court, and now only returning Liz Kruger from that Tiger State bound team a year ago.
Yeah, Coach Dave Hefner has his work cut out for him, because a lot of the girls that he has playing also play on the junior varsity team.
That's right.
So he's definitely got his work cut out for you. Suffice to say, Hastings will not repeat their record, doubtful, this year. They got 23 wins last year, and it was just an absolutely amazing team. You rattled off a few of the names there that did it. But I'll tell you one thing, Tyson. It looked like Adams Central could be that team this year. Adams Central comes to the court with some solid players. They also bring a 5-2 record. They have lost two games since we last met them, including their last one. They were beaten by Ralston in the Norris High School Triangular over the weekend, or the tournament over the weekend, but they did beat Blair and Waverly. So Adams Central, besides that, they've only lost to Kearney Catholic, and who can blame them for that? Kearney
right.
Catholic, a pretty solid ball club. By the way, you're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Hastings only GM certified used dealership. No worries, Kerr Chevrolet. One of the good things that comes out of seeing these crosstown rivalries is you get good crowds on both sides of the court, and the Hastings side is completely packed, and Adams Central is starting to pack in a very large gymnasium here at Hastings High. The girls are in their pregame warm-ups right now, as we expect to get started here in about 8.5 minutes. So we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll kind of recap the schedules and get a look at what makes these teams, what kind of challenges they have coming up, and then we'll single out some of these players that we expect to see some good things tonight. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5. We'll be back with more of your Kerr Chevrolet pregame show right after this.
What is a good neighbor? It's someone nearby who helps make your life a little easier. It's someone like me, State Farm agent Zach Augustine. I'll take the time to understand your insurance and financial needs, so whether you're preparing for your child's college education or planning for retirement, get the kind of help you'd expect from a good neighbor. Visit my office today at 1017 West 2nd in the Clock Tower Plaza across from Allen's and Hastings, or give me a call at 463-9525.
Like a good neighbor,
at Adams County Bank, we know it takes time to grow old, time busy people don't have. With two full-service branches at 109 North Smith in Kennesaw and just off 12th Street in Junietta, we're proud to provide our stellar service to customers and communities in and around Adams County. Making Adams County Bank your bank is easier than you think, and it makes good sense. We're large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know your name. Adams County Bank, banking for your generation and the next. An equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings, no worries. GM certified used dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet and find out why. Rob Osmond, Tyson Abronik with you. About under 6 minutes or under 7 minutes now before the girls take to the court and get things going. We had mentioned that Adams Central had turned around their club as well. Adams Central last year, 11-15 on the year. Very disappointing year for Coach Jill Hotelling. She thought she had a pretty solid team, and the games that we saw her play last year were indeed solid games and a great bit of fun to be with these Adams Central Patriots. This year it is a completely different picture. You can expect good things from Adams Central. Again, they have turned their record around. Now they are 5-2 compared to Hastings, who was, I think, 23-4 last year. Just a handful of losses. And this year they are off to a sluggish 1-7. Coach Dave Hettner was talking to us earlier. Hettner was talking to us earlier about the girls are just trying to find a good mix right now. They're trying to move some players around. We're going to get a lot of players tonight that are spending their getting their first starts in positions that they're not quite accustomed to, trying to find that right mix. And sometimes you can be pleasantly surprised about a girl taking over that new position and come up with a solid performance.
That's right, Rob. You know, especially when you got a new ball club like this, really sometimes it is trial by fire. You're just trying to plug in to see what girl fits best where. And like you said, sometimes you can really be surprised. Like sometimes you will see a girl that you're not thinking in the preseason that's going to step up, and they'll become just huge in that role because it's just so much desire to
them. It's new to them, and they fit in right exactly where the coach wants them to go to. So let's kind of break down what's left of this Hastings High roster here and kind of go through. You mentioned a lot of the girls that are now gone for Hastings. The only one back, Liz Krueger, and she did not start all the time for Hastings last year. So she has really had to step up. There are only two true seniors on this team, Liz Krueger being one of them, Alexis Party the other one, and Party did not get much starting time either last year. Back this year in that starting position, and these two girls are going to have to step up and lead this team because this team is night and day different from the work ethic and everything that went into playing on that solid championship team that they had last year. Liz Krueger is a dynamic player. She's a decent player, but she's really going to have to set up big this time. I also like Jesse Peterson. I've been watching Jesse Peterson warm up out here. She's the center for Hastings, and she's got a nice touch on the ball.
Okay. And with that, you know, going back to Liz Krueger a little bit, you know, I've seen her in a multi-sport athlete. She plays a lot of basketball. She does the volleyball. And one thing that just sticks out is the determination that she has. She's always hustling after loose balls, and she's got so much heart. And that just goes balanced for an athlete to me. You know, it's not exactly how athletic you are, but it's how much you want it, you know?
How much you put into it, exactly.
And I think that's where Liz Krueger, I think that's where we'll see her shine tonight.
Well, she's put in some good numbers already for Hastings, and you look at the numbers I'm about to read to you, then think back that Hastings is now 1-7. Liz Krueger, 79 kills already this year, including 9 aces on 117 serves. So she's doing some incredible serving for the Tigers. She's got 94 digs and 5 blocks. And, you know, the only one that's close to Liz is Brittany Johnson. She has 26 kills. So that's a pretty steep drop.
You know, and as the only returning starter from this team, you have to kind of expect that she's really got to kind of take this team on her back and just ride with it. And, I think that the Tigers will get some production out of their younger players. I really like that Ashton Pulowski, Kristen Pulowski's sister. Kristen Pulowski started from last year.
Right,
and,
absolutely.
Another very athletic girl and just extremely talented. And so I'll be interested to see how she plays tonight.
Yeah, it'll be good, and pregame rituals continue here at Hastings High. It'll give us a chance to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll fill you in on the Adams Central side of the court, so stay with us. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show on The Breeze 94.5.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
Sometimes putting two great things together gives you something even better. Cookies and milk, for example. How about electric power and natural gas? That's right, that's a Carrier hybrid heat system, a system that heats your home using natural gas or electricity, automatically choosing which one to go with depending on the situation. For a hybrid heat system, turn to the experts at Beeman's Appliance in Hastings, 462-2311. Carrier, turn to the experts.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Kerr Chevrolet pregame show presented by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings only. No worries, GM certified used dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet, find out why. Rob Austin, Tyson Ebronik with you at Hastings High for a stellar volleyball matchup tonight. It's the Adams Central Patriots making the long trip across town. I say that sarcastically, by the way, to Hastings High. And a good crowd on hand and some good solid volleyball coming our way. The junior varsity match went three, so we can expect nothing short of the same here, pending that everyone shows up. How about that?
Right.
Okay.
And already we're talking about a player for the Adams Central Patriots is out. Janessa Bolin is out sick, so that's a huge blow to the Patriots right off the bat.
Yeah, absolutely. Janessa Bolin is their star server. She does a, against St. Cecilia, I don't know how many serves she rattled off, but she got a good number of serves in that match and did an incredible job. And that alone helped turn the tide to get Adams Central that win against that staunch St. Cecilia ball club. So that was a nice little shot in the arm for Adams Central. We had mentioned, by the way, that Adams Central in their schedule, they started off 3-0, handily defeating Gibbon. They went to 3 in Ravenna at a triangular. And then they took on Hastings St. Cecilia. And since then, they've gone 2-2, losing to Kearney Catholic, which was, again, no surprise, and then beating Blair and Waverly, losing to Ralston in a pretty tough match that I'm sure Coach Jill Hotelling wanted to see. Some of the other girls on Adams Central we expect to make an impact tonight. Sam Niemeyer won't get the start tonight, but that's only because of rotation. She'll get in the ball game. She will be there. She is a solid player and does an incredible job. And I agree with you. I like the character. I like the tenacity of Amber Wolf.
She really stepped up big in that game against St. Cecilia. I wasn't quite sure what to expect of her, but she played so good in front of that net. And she was very dominating presence up there.
And that's kind of that's a really nice thing to see. Right now, we are going to have our starting lineups, and our starting lineups come to you courtesy of New Tech Seed. So we'll take a quick break and come back with starting lineups right after this.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
It's the Take the Money and Ride Fall Savings event at CPI and Mr. Tire. Get a $50 and up to a $75 debit card with the purchase of four select tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Offer ends October 31st. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details and get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty at CPI Mr. Tire.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Woodward's Disposal Bill Service Hamburger, has been remodeling in business in the Hastings area since 1933 and is a fortune.
Teams and coaches. It's the Get Ready for Some Football sale going on now at Video Kingdom in Hastings. Lowest prices of the year. No money down, no interest until 2011 on all Mitsubishi products. Express delivery, professional hookup and operational instruction, and we'll dispose of your old TV. Check out the fantastic selection of TVs at the lowest price of the year at Video Kingdom, located in the Cimarron Plaza in Hastings.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our volleyball game of the week on The Breeze, 94.5. Rob Osmond with you, Tyson Ervonik alongside. This is the New Tech Seed starting lineup brought to you by New Tech Seed. Called Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Starting lineup for Adam Central. Carrie Coates will take over the setting duties. She is a 5'6 senior. Taylor Arms in the middle is a 5'11 senior. Jalinda Hodson will start on the outside. She's a 5'10 senior. Kelsey Sedlick will get the start tonight. She's a 5'8 junior on the outside. The right side defensive specialist is Amber Wolf. She is a 5'10 senior. Lauren Rosenquist is a 5'11 junior. And the libero is Bethany Reed. She's a 5'5 junior. For the Hastings High Tigers, their starting lineup on the right side and back. Lauren Bliss is a 5'9 sophomore. Jesse Peterson will handle setting for Coach Dave Hefner. She is a 5'8 sophomore. In the middle, Liz Kruger will get the start in that middle tonight for the first time. She's a 5'10 senior. Also in the middle, Brittany Johnson, a 5'10 junior. Mackenzie Seeley will be on the outside in the front row. She's a 5'9 junior. And Alexis Pardee is a 6-foot senior getting the start on the outside. The libero, Ashton Pulaski, is a 5'1 junior. And that's your starting lineup for the Hastings High School Tigers. Head coach Dave Hefner, head coach of Adams Central, Jill Hotelling, and we will be moments away from getting started at Hastings High. And Adams Central will come out in that very familiar 6-2 offense. Hastings High still going in the 5-1. But why change something when it seems to be working so well? Hefner has got a pretty solid strategy record, let me say that. He is one of the master the man knows his strategy. How about that? Let me just stick with that. Strategize. Dave Hefner has the game down, knows how to play it, knows how to play it well, and knows those little nuances that will get his girls into the position to get that win. He's trying very hard to turn the season around. 1-7 is not where he anticipated, though when you speak with him, it does not surprise him. He thought that he would be able to get a few more wins out of these girls, and this could be the game that gets them. If they buckle down and take on Adams Central, this could be the game to break them out of their shell and give them that confidence they need. Adams Central already rolling 5-2. And only one of those losses can really be justified. So Adams Central playing in C1 this year is certainly making the most of it. There are a couple rule changes, by the way, that we did not mention last year. The coaches can leave the bench. There's an area that they can stand in. That has never been played before, and now the coaches are able to leave. The other big rule change that we're seeing is you can hit the ball with any part of your body. Doesn't have to be your hands or arms. It can be your leg or your foot or your head, for that matter. Hastings to serve. Getting set to go. First serve underway off the net. Played by Adams Central. Handled by Wolf in the back and then sent over quickly by Kerry Coates. Picked up by Hastings. Brought down quick. Handled by Adams Central. Liz Kruger got a piece of it. Got it down. And Hastings will rack up the first point. Liz Kruger playing solid from that middle position already. I wish I could tell you who was serving right now. I think it's Brittany Johnson, but I've got two number twos. Brittany Johnson is number 26 serving. Second serve goes for a point for Hastings. They're up 2-0. Third serve underway. Slap down in the middle, handled by Hastings in the backcourt, bringing it back over. Mackenzie Seeley, and Seeley's going to take it off the outside and let it go. And Hastings is off to a quick 3-0 start against Adams Central. Brittany Johnson back to serve one more time. Jump serve goes across with authority, picked up nicely by Coates, pushed by Amber, and then sent over on the left side by Adams Central. Hastings there to cover. Seeley one more time, has a little bit too much on it, sends it too deep. And Adams Central will get their first point of the match. And they'll take over service, trailing by two. Sam Niemeyer now will serve for Adams Central. She'll wind up, let it fly. It's going to sail out of bounds. So the service doesn't stay too long with Adams Central. It's a 3-2 ball game. Nope, they're going to call that in favor of Adams Central. Somebody out of position, apparently, for Hastings. And the point will go to Adams Central. So Niemeyer will get the point and a chance to reload. She's on the right side, about 4 feet deep. Shot is low, played by Hastings. Peterson made a nice set, picked up Liz Krueger, and Krueger slaps it in, but it's picked up by the Patriots. Back to work. Go Adams Central on the far side, out of bounds, too much on it. Jalinda Hodson had the muscle on it, but tried to cut that angle, and it's too much. It sails out of bounds. Hastings will take over service, up 4-2. Hard shot. This one's going to be in. Solid effort. Jalinda Hodson one more time from that left side. Gets it to go and drop in. And Adams Central scratches back. They're down by 1-4-3. Adams Central will pick up the service. Taylor Arms will serve for the Patriots. She winds up, punches it over, and it's going to be an ace for Taylor Arms. She put a lot into that one, and it just bounced off of Jesse Peterson. Out of bounds. We're tied up at 4 in the first set. Arms one more time, sends it across. Krueger handles it to Peterson. Now tapped over on the left side by Party. Handled by the Patriots. Peterson to Krueger. Krueger finds the empty spot in the net. Nice touch by the senior Liz Krueger to get the point and the serve back for Hastings. Up now 5-4. Service is up. Good touch on the ball. Diving forward are the Tigers. Peterson scrambles for it. Now it's going to get pushed over by Lauren Bliff, and it's going to roll down. Hastings is going to pick up the point and stretch their lead now to 2-6-4. I'm thinking that's not Pulaski serving. We've got to check our roster. They've got a new libero in there that's not on the roster. So let's take a quick peek. It's number 11. And I do not see her at all. Is that Pulaski? Number 11. We will continue to, we'll call her Pulaski because she's wearing the libero. She does look 5'1". And now there's some questions about the rotation of the libero. And so Pulaski will take a seat on the bench after some discussion. And Hastings will end up with a new server. And it's Lauren Bliss. It's Lauren Bliss is going to get an ace for Hastings. She'll drop it in and get the score. Tigers now up on top, 7-4. Now, how does this work? She served, and now Pulaski's back in. I'm going to have to ask for a rule clarification on this. Bliss served, and now Pulaski is in as the libero. And Hastings never lost a point. Meantime, action continues. Hastings gets a good save. Jesse Peterson makes a nice touch. Adams Central on touch. Peterson goes for the dunk, waiting for it on the other side with Kerry Coates. Check that, Jalinda Hodson. Jalinda Hodson was there in the middle, doing it up for Adams Central. However, the point goes to Hastings. It's now 8-4. Tigers on top. We're going to get a Coach Hotelling timeout. Four straight points for Hastings. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5.
Woodward's Disposal Service has been in business in the Hastings area since 1933 and is a fourth-generation family-owned business. Woodward's is full circle, which means they provide commercial, industrial, and residential disposal, along with recycling and 100% organic compost for all your gardening and landscaping needs. Woodward's is competitive with their service, providing residential customers with one free 96-gallon toter cart for just $15 a month. Woodward's, the leader in disposal services, 1039 South Burlington, and their recycling center at 1400 South Baltimore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Time out from Coach Jill Hotelling. We're back in business now. Hastings up 8-4. Pulaski makes the serve. It's handled out of bounds by the Patriots. They play it across. Peterson now sets Kruger in the middle. Kruger lets it fly. It's picked up. Solid shot. Niemeyer was there to save it for the Patriots. Tigers reloading. On the left side, Alex Carney gets some meat on that potato. At 6 foot, the senior climbed a ladder to slam that one down. Hastings back in business. The lead now 5. For the Tigers, Hastings came here to play tonight. Pulaski sends it over. Picked up. The push goes to Kerry Coates. It's going to be dinked over in the middle by Hodson. And now Party goes one more time, and it's going to be down the line, out of bounds. Party had the angle. She was trying to go right in the same spot she had before, but had a little too much English on it. And the ball sails out of bounds. Adams Central will pick it up, trailing by 4, 9-5. Back to serve for Adams Central. Kerry Coates drops it in. Peterson back set. On the right side, it's going to be too much from Liz Kruger. Kruger had rotated to the right side, and as she brought it back down, had a little too much oomph on it. Adams Central draws now to within 3. Coates serve one more time. It's a lofty one. Peterson handles it. Kruger now will send it over. Picked up by Niemeyer. On the right side, Wolf gets a piece of it, drops it in. It's picked up by the Tigers. Here's Party one more time. Party's going to find a lot of daylight on the right side of that net. And just dropped it in just the right spot. Hastings back in business, up by 4. Liz Kruger to serve for Hastings. Jump serve. Just clears the net, drops in for an ace. Kruger is just adding to her ace total tonight. She had 9 coming into the contest. That doesn't include their previous game. Back to work. Jump serve picked up by the Patriots on the left side. Wolf to handle. She'll hustle over to the right side. Tries to block at the net. Coates in the middle to Hodson. Hodson lets it go. It goes off a Tiger and it's going to be saved. Good hustle by Mackenzie Seeley for the Tigers, and the Patriots will have to reload. Another solid shot. Mackenzie Seeley's going to be there for the Tigers. Out of bounds it goes. Adams Central will pick up the point. 11-7. It was one of those shots that just danced off the side. Brittany Johnson couldn't get the right angle on it. And Adams Central will pick up the point, and the service goes right into the net from Jalinda Hodson, and she has been doing some good serving. Adams Central in trouble as far as serving goes. Their top server is out tonight. Ace serve comes from Party of the Tigers. Alexis Party had a lot of muscle on that ball. Sam Niemeyer will exit, coming back in the ballgame. Taylor Arms to be in the middle of that back row. Party winds up. She lets it go. It's going to be off the hands of Taylor Arms, and I think that ball would have sailed out of bounds. And as quick as that, Hastings is up 14-7. They've doubled up the Patriots. Hardy one more time. This time it'll go into the net, and her streak will come to an end. 14-8, Adams Central with the service. Taylor Arms has the serve. Peterson now for the Tigers. Makes a set. Good fake by the Tigers. Patriots not buying it. Wolf goes up. She just pushes it straight into the net. And Adams Central will lose that serve. Tigers will get it back. And that is something that Adams Central cannot continue to do. Jesse Peterson to serve now for Hastings. Back to work. Coates lets it go. Bring our Jalinda Hodson from the back row. Winds up and lets it fly. Gets the point. And Adams Central now regrouping. Back to serve, Jalinda Hodson. Hodson and the Patriots down by six here in the first set. Shot goes down low, touches the court. Ace serve. Taylor Arms, crowd doesn't like it. But that's the student section, so they're not supposed to. Taylor Arms back to serve. The lead now cut to five, 15-10. Hard shot, can't be handled. Lindsey Frank in for the Tigers, and off her arms it goes. And Adams Central now back within four. Taylor Arms winds up, lets it fly, looking for that back corner. Lindsey picks it up. Lindsey Frank touched over. And I believe they're going to call Brittany Johnson in the net. Hastings now going to four deep against Taylor Arms. Arm lets it go. She's going deep, and this ball's going to sail out of bounds. And the Tigers will get it back. Amber Wolf exits. Coming in now, the libero, Bethany Reed for Adams Central. Peterson serve is a good one. Picked up by the Patriots. Pushed over now by Carrie Coates. Peterson, good set to Kruger. Kruger battled it down, but it's batted right back. Hard shot on the left side by Mackenzie Seeley. But the Patriots, one more time, are able to get it off the net. Did we get a touch? No. Kruger wound up and let it fly. Nobody blocked it at the net, sailed out of bounds, and we're back to service for Adams Central. Sam Niemeyer, the 5'8 senior, will handle the service for the Patriots. Pulaski makes the pass, and we're going to get four hits from Hastings. The third one bounced off the net. And they're still trying to get the rotation in. They're trying to get the rotation together. And we'll see if they've got it figured out for Hastings. You got a lot of underclassmen in there, and there's confusion in the intricacies of the game. How come I can say intricacies and not strategize? Pulaski lets it go. Picks it up. Peterson will send it over for Hastings. Off the net from the Patriots. Pushed back. Frank to Peterson on the right side. Knocked out of bounds too hard. Lauren Bliss had the angle, had the spot, and Coach Dave Heppner wants to talk about it. 16-15, Adams Central battles back. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, 94.5. 16-15 is our score. Hastings with the lead. Adams Central with the serve. I think Sam Niemeyer is going to get the nod one more time for Adams Central. Hastings now 3-3. Palofsky goes down to Peterson. Peterson back sets too close to the net. Touched up nicely by McKenzie Seeley, but it fed Jalinda Hodson just perfectly for Adams Central. She'll get the point. We're all tied up at 16 apiece in the first set. Niemeyer for the Patriots lets it go. It's a low one. Frank goes down to get it to Peterson. To Kruger, tries to touch it over, but she's too far back. And that's that court awareness. She's just 2 feet deeper than she normally is, and she thought she could just dink it over. And the net was nowhere near. Niemeyer back to serve one more time for Adams Central. It's out of bounds. Tigers will get it back, tied up again at 17. Lindsey Frank will get a respite on the bench. Back in the ball game, Alex Party. Service is up, and it's McKenzie Seeley. But Adams Central is going to get it back. And Adams Central has just climbed into the lead for the first time tonight. 18-17. Hammered down. Liz Kruger got the perfect set from Peterson and made the most of it. That ball looked flat when it hit the court. She had that much muscle on it. We're tied up back at 18. Back to serve for Hastings. Low, but it's going to be just out of bounds. Lauren Bliss couldn't find the spot. She'll head to the bench. Ashton Pulaski back in at libero for Hastings. 19-18. Adams Central on top. Carrie Coates, service is going to be too long. Taylor Arms, by the way, on the set. It was too long. Tied up at 19 now. Hastings. Kruger serves. Return is going to go too deep off the net, and Adams Central can't do anything. And Kruger, another solid effort behind the end line. Patriots back four deep. Picked up on the left side, touched over by Wolf. Peterson dinks it over. It's covered by the Patriots. Now Peterson screams and goes for it. Party lets it fly. It's going to be picked up by Niemeyer. Pushed up now by Coates. Hodson goes down to Pulaski and goes down hard. And the ball bounces off of Ashton Pulaski. Out of bounds. Tied up at 20. Coming to the end of the first set. Services up from Hodson. Peterson pushes over to the left side to Johnson. Johnson gets it. The return from, I believe that was Wolf. No, that was Taylor Arms. Got a piece of it and put it back, and new Tigers were home, and Adams Central now up 21-20. Jalinda Hodson to serve. It's going to go off Pulaski, and Pulaski couldn't handle it. 2-point lead now for Adams Central. Coach Hefner is going to take a timeout and talk about it. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Best of luck to all the area track teams from Terry and Jason Stark of NU Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact NU Tech Seed for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of competitions. Terry and Jason Stark of NU Tech Seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to a raucous Hastings High as the students are trying to rally the high school team to get Hastings fired up. They're down by two as the first set winds down. Peterson for the Tigers sets up on the left side. Good shot and blocked. Johnson got a good piece of it. Back set. Nobody there. Party will have to scramble back to cover for the Tigers. Pushed up by Coates. Wolf on the right side goes right into the net. And Hastings right back in this now. Down by one. 22-21. Alexis Party winds up. She slaps it over. It's going to be picked up. Touched over by Peterson. Patriots have some problems getting a hold of it. They finally do. Peterson works the inside with Brittany Johnson. That's handled by the Patriots. Brought back, blocked at the net by Peterson and Johnson. Peterson one more time goes right to Mackenzie Seeley. It's picked up by the Patriots. Tigers reload. Peterson one more time tried to get it to Seeley. Seeley couldn't put anything on it. Hard shot from the Patriots in response. Palofsky works it. Pardee will send it over. Free ball for Adams Central. And then Brittany Johnson just reached over the net, made a perfect play on the ball, and slams it down. And Hastings now has tied this thing up 22-22. Pardee winds up, and it's going to be too hard to handle. Taylor Arms watches it roll off her fingertips. And we're going to get a Coach Hotelling timeout now. 23-22 is our score. Hastings Tigers on top. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to action at Hastings High School. Rob Austin with you for our volleyball game of the week. Adams Central at Hastings High. Hastings High up by one. Alex Pardee continues her roll, and she has set point for the Tigers here in the first set, 24-22. Hastings can put a notch in their belt right now if Alexis Pardee can drop this one in. Crowd's chapping, shot clapping. The shot is over. And it can't be handled by Adams Central. Right to Jalinda Hodson. Had a little too much spin on it. And Hastings is going to take this first set. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5.
All day, every day, it's Benici Brothers' large 16-inch single-topping pizzas, now at their new low price of only $8 each. That's right, only $8 for a large 16-inch single-topping pizza of your choice. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead, and Benici Brothers will have your order ready in the Amfried North Burlington Express Food Court. 461-0386, 461-0386. Take advantage of the low-price pizza deal going on now and check out Benici's other daily specials. Benici Brothers, come join the family.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore. And first set, nobody seems to be surprised down there. Coach Heppner knew that his girls could do it if they could just show up. And Adams Central is kind of thinking, we didn't get all the breaks that we needed to get and didn't get that important first set victory either.
That's right. We remember from the Adams Central St. Cecilia game, though, Adams Central really did start off slow. Wolf wasn't getting out to the start that she wanted to in this game. Jalinda Hodson appears to be the main plug for the Patriots right now. She's got four kills and an ace. But on the Hastings High side of the ball, what a great job they've done. And here's what they're doing great, Rob, is they're mixing it up at the net. You've seen a lot of times where they'll go up there and tip it, or they'll go up there and slam it hard. And Adams Central is kind of on their heels a bit when they're doing that. And it really allows them to use a lot of weapons, use a lot of tools, and use a lot of their players to mix it up and do certain different things at the net. And what a performance so far in this first set by Alexis Pardee. Two kills, and what a job that she's done from the service line. Four aces, and she's rallied off the two biggest Tiger rallies there right at the end where they had a five-point rally to take the win.
And that was what we said needed to happen for Hastings to have a good game tonight, is Alex Pardee, the other senior, would have to step up and do it, and that's exactly what she has done.
And I think she's really taking advantage of a size differential there. She is the tallest player on the court right now at 6 foot. And whether there appears to be, but she's getting around, she's mixing it up on the net, and she's just taking advantage of some of the smaller Patriot players on the net.
Well, she's got a lot of muscle in that ball, too. So she's a big 6 foot and has got some muscle on that ball, and she's really made it going. Second set just about to get underway. Adams Central with the service, trailing one set to nothing. Sam Niemeyer lets it go. She'll start off the second set with an ace right in front of Polanski. Niemeyer drops it in for Adams Central. And you can bet Coach Hotelling would like to see a little bit more of that. Into the net, and a little bit less of that. Hastings will pick up the service. Mackenzie Seeley winds up. She lets it go. It's going to be picked up by the Patriots. Jalinda Hodson just came up big off the single set and just dropped that ball down. She just put a lot of oomph into it and picks up the point. And Adams Central back in lead now, 2-1. Service is up. It's going to be picked up nicely by Kruger. Dinked over, and Kruger is doing it all. She drops it in the right side and ties this match up at 2 apiece. Lauren Bliss from the right side puts it up. Patriots going to have to send it back over for free ball from Bethany Reed at the net. Jalinda Hodson gets it to go, and hey, Tigers misplay it. Peterson made a roll for it but couldn't get it. Adams Central now back on top. Amber Wolf back in the ballgame for Adams Central. Up now 3-2. Service is up. Peterson back set to Kruger. Kruger gets it batted right back at her from Wolf. And it's the Patriots reloading on the left side. Hodson off the block. It's going to be picked up by the Tigers. Good play by Brittany Johnson. Patriots can't handle it in the backcourt. The ball bounces down off of Kerry Coates. Tigers will pick up the point now. We're back up at 3 apiece. Liz Kruger right into the net. Almost took the head off of Alexis Party. Adams Central now on top 4-3. Jalinda Hodson with the serve. It's picked up by the Tigers. Battle at the net right now, and into it goes Adams Central. Tigers will pick up the point, and it'll knock things back up at 4. Alexis Party now to serve for Hastings. She'll thunder one over, and it goes right back. Solid shot from Jalinda Hodson. Went right back to Party. And Adams Central's shot goes into the net. Amber Wolf couldn't get it. The shot from Kerry Coates went into the net. Service is up by Party, handled by the Patriots. Working now on the left side, Kelsey Sedlak on that front row on the left side. She'll come forward now and try to make a play. She'll do it. Pushed across by the Patriots. Sedlak to Rosenquist, and Rosenquist along with Amber Wolf work together. And Adams Central will get the service back, tied back up at 5 apiece. Lauren Rosenquist, the 5'9 junior, to serve for Adams Central on the right side. She's going to touch it over. It's going to be picked up by Kruger. To Peterson, right in the middle, to Johnson. Johnson gets it covered up by Hodson on the right side. Wolf tries to cut the angle and gets it blocked. Tigers there to cover it. Into the net it goes. No, we're going to get a carry on the Tigers. So Adams Central back up on top now, 6-5. Shot is up. It's picked up by Frank to Peterson. Down hard, but covered nicely by the Patriots. Hodson. Sedlak sends it over, and down it goes. Tigers couldn't get a good return from the set. The pass was a little bit off to Peterson, and she couldn't handle it. Rosenquist continues with a hot hand for Adams Central, up 7-5. Rosenquist floats it over, handled by Polanski. Kruger winds up from the back row, lets it fly, but puts a little bit too much air underneath it. 4 points in a row now for Adams Central and Lauren Rosenquist. They're up 8-5. Rosenquist drops it over. It's going to be picked up by Kruger to Peterson on the right side. Johnson gets it, and it's going to go in for the Tigers. Good placement for Hastings to drop that one in. Johnson just had the good angle. And Jesse Peterson will get the service for the Tigers, trailing by two. Services across. It's picked up. Slammed down hard, and it was Taylor Arms getting all her arm on that one. And a three-point lead for Adams Central. Back to serve one more time, Adams Central. Peterson for the Tigers. Back set to Johnson. Johnson slams it down, covered by the Patriots. Dinked over, and Peterson is there to handle it for the Tigers. In the middle. Good set by Kerry Coates. It's going to be covered by the Tigers. Kruger lets it go. Into the net it goes. Straight down on the Tiger side of the court. Adams Central continues their streak now. I think it's Kelsey Sedlak at service for Adams Central. Whatever it is or whoever it is, it's short-lived. It was Amber Wolf, by the way. But the shot was out of bounds. It's 10-7. Tigers down by three. Jump serve into the net from the Tigers. Brittany Johnson couldn't get it to go. ...11-7 in favor of Adams Central. Sam Niemeyer set to serve, and it's moments like this that they miss Janessa Boland. Niemeyer lets it fly. Peterson to cover. Kruger looks for the empty spot. It's covered by Hodson of the Patriots. And Adams Central can't get it going. Hodson had her feet glued to the court, apparently, because she didn't move after that shot. Coach Hotelling out on the court. They'll let the girls know they got to start moving. Adams Central up 11-8. Service from the Tigers. Coach to Hodson. Hodson sends it off of Pulaski. And Adams Central will get the service right back, and more importantly, a four-point lead. Taylor Arms continues to serve for Adams Central. She's going to get a solid shot, and it's going to be a carry from Kruger. That shot just kind of ate her up. It's one of those shots too low to dig and too high to set. Arms is covered now by the Tigers. Shot from Lauren Bliss carries too far. Adams Central back in control now with five in a row. From Taylor Arms, we're going to get a Coach Hotelling check that. We're going to get a Dave Heppner timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coach Dave Heppner of the Tigers trying to rally the troops, get them back into the contest, but it's Adams Central racking off the points. 6-point lead for the Patriots in the second set. Hastings took the first one, and we're back to action. Service is up. Kruger handles it to Peterson, right back to Kruger. Kruger's blocked at the net, but Pulaski's there to cover. Peterson to Party. Party have to block, and it's going to drop in. Tigers have been working that all night. They finally get it to drop here in the second set as they scratch their way back down by five. Back to serve for Hastings. Looks like Lauren Bliss. Hard shot from Rosenquist goes too far. Out of bounds it goes. Hastings will get it back. And it'll be Pulaski, Ashton Pulaski, back to go to work. And we're going to get a foot foul? No, we're going to get the rotation mixed up from Adams Central, and it'll cost them. It's now 14-11. Hastings battling back. Pulaski winds up, lets it fly, spins off the fingers, but Kendall handled by the Patriots, pushed over now by Niemeyer to Peterson of the Tigers to Kruger. Kruger dinks it in. It's covered. Good diving effort from Sam Niemeyer. Now Peterson to Kruger. Kruger tries to go the other side. There for the cover was Kerry Coates, and this one's going to be down, and the Tigers will get the point. Four in a row now for Hastings under the hot hand of Pulaski. Pulaski lets it fly. It's picked up. Running for it out of bounds was Kerry Coates, and the Patriots would have had to gone up in the crowd to get it. Hastings battles back. They trail by one, and Coach Hotelling wants a timeout. We're going to take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, build this business.
Save on Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, and KitchenAid appliances during the 64th anniversary sale at Rogers Incorporated. Get great buys and free gifts with select Whirlpool family appliance purchases, like a free two-piece kitchen shear set with purchase of a dishwasher, $3.99 and up. While supplies last, ask Rogers for details. Happy birthday to Rogers Incorporated. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Hastings High. Rob Osmond, Tyson Avronik with you as we midway through the second set. And this one's shaping up to be the nail biter. The first set was 14-13. Pulaski's serve goes into the net. The streak ends for Hastings, but they had battled back to within one and now are down by two. Adams Central with the serve. Pulaski has to come up. Peterson makes it to Party. Party gets in. It's handled by Hodson. Hodson on the left side now. He's going to get it off the net. It's going to drop just right on the net, right on the line. Shot went off the net. Party tried to play it but couldn't get it. She thought it was going to go out of bounds, but it was right on the line. So Adams Central back down with a three-point lead and the service. Shot is up. Coates back set to Wolf. Wolf slams it down, and it's got too much on it. Was it touched? Yes. Touched at the net. And Adams Central will stretch the lead now to four. Kerry Coates continues the service for Adams Central. 17-13. Patriots on top. Service is handled by the Tigers. Kruger winds up, lets it go. Niemeyer can only watch as the ball bounces off her. And Hastings will get that point every single time. Down now by three to serve Liz Kruger. She'll jump serve. It's going to drop. Picked up nicely by Arms. And Wolf has to hustle up to get it, but she's about a half step behind. Patriots couldn't get to it. Hastings now notches 1 point back. They're down by two now. 17-15. Kruger jump serve. Picked up by Niemeyer. Pushed back by Coates. Hodson lets it fly. It's going to be handled by Peterson. Party's going to send it over free ball for the Patriots. Coates pushes it right over. Nobody there. Pulaski was coming up, but she was in traffic. Nevertheless, the ball drops harmlessly in the middle of the court. Adams Central back now to a three-point lead. 18-15 the score. Service is up, handled by Pulaski. Diving effort at the net from Peterson. Knocked down off the hands of Taylor Arms, out of bounds. And Hastings will get it back. They just won't go away. Hastings took the first set, 25-22. They trail here, 18-16. Party gets another ace. She just slammed that one in. Alexis Party got a hold of that one, and another ace on the night. Tigers within one. Party one more time. A little too much oomph on that one. Out of bounds it goes. Party will head to the bench. Lindsey Frank back in the contest for Hastings. 19-17, our score. The Kerry Coates back to serve. No. Taylor Arms. Yes. Patriots handle it. Shot on the left side from Sedlak. It's going to be too deep. Hastings will get it back. Cut the lead now to one. One more time. 19-18. Jesse Peterson to serve for Hastings. This service could tie it up and expect the crowd to go crazy if they do. Kruger handles a hard shot from Wolf. And Peterson will just push it over. In the middle, shot goes down. Taylor Arms saw the open spot. Lindsey Frank could do little but get out of the way. And Adams Central will keep the match from being tied. In fact, Adams Central now on top by 2, 20-18. Service is up, picked up by the Tigers on the left side. Mackenzie Seeley lets it go. It's covered by the Patriots. Peterson now goes across the court, brings it in out of bounds from Mackenzie Seeley. Seeley was working that left side, tried to go way and back, and it's about 2 feet too long. Coach Hefner wants to talk about it. He's going to call a quick timeout. We'll take a break as well. 21-18 is our score. Adams Central on top late in the second set. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5.
Sometimes putting two great things together gives you something even better. Cookies and milk, for example. How about electric power and natural gas? That's right. That's a Carrier hybrid heat system, a system that heats your home using natural gas or electricity, automatically choosing which one to go with depending on the situation. For a hybrid heat system, turn to the experts at Beeman's Appliance in Hastings, 462-2311. Carrier, turn to the experts.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coach Hefner doing some more strategizing, trying to get the Tigers to rally. They're down by three. We're back to work late here in the second set. Hastings won the first set. Service is up, handled by the Tigers. Frank makes the pass over to the left side. Picked up by Seeley. Seeley lets it fly, and off the net it goes. Patriots can't control it on that far side. And the Tigers will get the point and come back now to within two, 21-19. Shot is up. Patriots cover. Hard shot reaching up and now saving it for the Tigers is Seeley. Patriots now covering. Rosenquist, battle at the net. She hesitated and didn't get it. And the Tigers now within one. They can tie it up right here. Brittany Johnson winds up, lets it fly. It's a low one picked up by the Patriots on the left side. Hodson lets it go into the net. We're all tied up at 21. Tigers got a rally coming, and Jill Hotelling wants a timeout for Adams Central. As Hastings starts to streak, we'll take a break as well. 21-21 in the second set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All tied up at 21 at Hastings High, hosting Adams Central. High school volleyball on the Breeze. Service continues for Brittany Johnson. She has brought the Tigers back with three solid serves. And make it four as this one's going to sail out of bounds. Patriots just could not cover it. And those are the mental breakdowns that have got to stop for Coach Jill Hotelling. Tigers regain the lead. Johnson's shot's going to be picked up going to get it was Coates and bringing it back. Now the Tigers are going to have to run for it. They won't get to it. Lindsey Frank made a scramble for it, but she couldn't get it. Point will go to Adams Central. Niemeyer back into the contest. Kelsey Sedlick to the bench. We're tied up at 22. Sam Niemeyer, solid server for the Patriots. Toes the line. She left it fly. Going down to get it was Frank. Pass to Peterson to Kruger. Kruger has it blocked. She'll handle the block to Peterson. Back to Kruger one more time. She'll try to dink it over. Patriots not fooled. Hodson steps up. She's going to get it to go in. Hodson didn't hit it as hard as she wanted to, but she hit it accurately. And Adams Central will get the point, and a one-point lead it is, 23-22. Niemeyer into the net. We're back to being tied at 23. Alexis Party back into the ballgame for Hastings. She'll take up the left side. Mackenzie Seeley lets it fly. It's going to be picked up by the Patriots. Center just dinked it right over. Good carry. Carey Coates just made the push off the set. Found that empty spot. Gets it for Adams Central. Set point. Adams Central trying to tie things up. Adams Central lets it fly. Tigers cover. Peterson to Party. Party has it blocked and it drops down. Adams Central takes the set. Adams Central has just tied it up. Solid shot all the way around for Adams Central. 25-23. And no matter what, we're going to at least a fourth set. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allen's Midset Break, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. And that's kind of the Adams Central we expected to see in the first game, but both sides had their flat spots in that game.
Yeah, they, and I've always said this with crosstown rivals, you always just kind of, you got to worry about the jitters a little bit. You know, you just got to play your style of volleyball game and not get wrapped up into everything that's going on around you, you know, all the crowd and, you know, all the anticipation that they have. You know, it's a big deal, and I think that we saw the real Adams Central in that set for sure.
Yeah, I think so. But again, flat spots all the way around as the emotions kind of peaked and ebbed and flowed all the way around as both teams was a battle of futility there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it became a case of who wants to win it more. And Adams Central dug down deep there late in that second set to tie things up, one set apiece. That's
right.
Your...
Oh, just looking at some of the stats really quick. Taylor Arms stepped up big there in that second set for sure. Without Janessa Bolin and with Amber Wolf not really playing as great as she played in the St. Cecilia game, for Taylor Arms to step up there in that second set, pick up four kills and one ace, so big in the Patriots taking that second set.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're getting ready to start our second set. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Back to action, third set underway. Hastings serves. Patriots cover. Touch on the left side. Good effort, Mackenzie Seeley. Was at the right spot on the court at the same time. Alexis Party back into the ballgame. Lindsey Frank to the bench for the Tigers. Hastings up. 1-0 to get things started here in this third set. And third set, obviously, very pivotal for both squads. Brittany Johnson lets it fly. It's going to be covered by the Patriots. Coates makes the set. Peterson and Kruger battled for the set for the Tigers, and they're both going to hit it, and the point will go to Adams Central. Back to serve, Kelsey Sedlak. Sedlak lets it fly for the Patriots. It's picked up by Pawlowski, covered now by the Patriots. Coates works to the left side, or right in the middle. Taylor Arms gets it, now Peterson. Peterson to Seeley. Seeley has her shot covered by the Patriots. Scramble at the net is going to go in for Jalinda Hodson. Jalinda Hodson worked that left side. She had to make a mid-court adjustment to get over there to cover it against the net. Oh, that's a tough angle to get it, but she got it. And Adams Central now back on top, 2-1. Third set action. We're split. Tigers covering blocks by the Patriots. Tigers will reload. Frank's going to send it over, and it's going to go out of bounds. Frank thought she saw something on the left side, but her angle was just a little bit off. Patriots back on top, 3-1. Service is going to be short-lived from Taylor Arms. And Hastings will get it back. Shot from Seeley's covered by the Patriots. Hodson's going to go over her back to get it. Hardy now slams it home. It's going to be partially blocked, but the Patriots make an effort to at least cover it. They couldn't get it. They got a couple shots on it, but the third one didn't go anywhere. We're tied up at 3. Hastings battling back. Coates on the left side to Hodson. Hodson had nothing but court in front of her. And, boy, you saw that opening right away as Hodson was licking her chops going up for that one. Adams Central on top now, 4-3. Rosenquist, no, check that, Taylor Arms back to serve. And it'll be another short one. We're tied up at 4. Hastings back to serve. Lauren Bliss drops it in, covered by Coates and the Patriots. Hodson lets it go, catches Party off guard. Party took a tough shot in the chin. She'll go to the court. Adams Central will continue the service. Up now, 5-4. Carrie Coates to serve. Substitutions for Adams Central. Amber Wolf, 5'10 senior, back in the ballgame for Adams Central. Shot from Coates is over, covered up nicely by Seeley to Patterson on the right side. Kruger tries to get it to go, but it was batted right back at her. And down for the point for Adams Central, up now by 2, 6-4. Shot is up from Coates. Peterson to Party. Party tried to fool Hodson. Hodson wouldn't have any part of it. She's there. Wolf lets it fly. She gets it covered by the Tigers. And the Patriots will reload. Coates to the middle. Hodson lets it go. It's going to be picked up by Seeley in self-defense. She gets it over to the Patriots side. Looking for that empty spot in the net. Carrie Coates had it. Found the spot, and Pawlowski couldn't get to it. Caught playing too far back. 3-point lead now for Adams Central. Coates' shot goes up short. Pawlowski comes up to get it. Pushed over by Kruger. Wolf makes the set at the net, handled by Peterson to Kruger, tapped over and down for the point for the Patriots. Amber Wolf got enough on it to send the ball down. Adams Central now has doubled up the Tigers, 8-4 in the third set. Coates back to serve now. She's got 4 in a row. Peterson covers for the Tigers. Party can't get it. We'll make it 5 straight points for Adams Central as they're starting to put these serves together. Up now, 9-4. Coach Hefner is going to call a timeout, see if he can cool down the service of Adams Central. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
9-4 is our score. Adams Central on top in the third set. The pair have split the first two sets. And Adams Central has put together five in a row to get the lead. And we'll see if Hepner's strategy pays off. Carrie Coates back to serve again for Adams Central. She gets it in. Peterson covers. Kruger goes for the dink, and no one's there. And Tigers break it and get it back to within four. Kruger will pick up the serve off that smart heads-up play for Hastings. Jump serve from Kruger. Coates at the net, sets in the middle. Picked up nicely by Rosenquist, and now Peterson will set it for the Tigers. Party found the spot. It was a diving effort for Adams Central. Coates got a hand on it, but the pass could go to no one. And Hastings has rallied two now. From Liz Kruger. Kruger with a jump serve. A lot of speed on that ball. Is up. Sedlak gets it to go from the left side for Adams Central. Finds a spot right in front of Party. Adams Central gets the point and the service back. Up 10-6. Hodson to serve for Adams Central. She'll send it over. It's picked up by Seeley from Peterson and Johnson. Patriots cover, blocked at the net. Peterson and Johnson one more time at the net for the block, and they'll get the point for Hastings. Tigers now down by three here in the third set, 10-7. Alexis Party sends it over in a hurry, and it goes off of Hodson. Hodson can't handle it. Six aces now for Alexis Party in this match already. We're going to call it seven as she just sent one over, and out of bounds it goes, but not before striking the Patriots right in the middle of the court. Tigers battling back thanks to Alexis Party. 9-10 the score. Party gets it in. The Patriots cover. Shot is over. Party to Peterson. On the left side, Seeley gets it down, but out of bounds it goes. Adams Central will get it back. Party will head to the bench. Lindsey Frank will come back in and be the fourth deep to handle the Patriots serve. Rosenquist to serve. Picked up by Kruger. To Peterson, dropped over. Wolf there for the Patriots, pushed over. Pulaski handles it for the Tigers. On the left side, Seeley lets it go. It's going to be picked up by Hodson. Quick dink from Carrie Coates, and it's going to go in. That kind of caught Brittany Johnson off guard. She got a hand on it, but not control. And Adams Central will get the service back, up by three, 12-9. Lauren Rosenquist. Hard to believe she didn't play last year at all. Shot is up. Kruger handles it to Peterson. Up to Kruger from the second row. It's going to be covered by Rosenquist. A good slap and a good shot from Brittany Johnson. It wasn't quite the kill she wanted to get, but she had just enough on it to find the empty spot on the court. Brittany Johnson gets the Tigers back to serve, down by two. Jesse Peterson with the service now for the Tigers. Jalinda Hodson for the Patriots from the second row sends it right into the net. Peterson back to serve one more time for Hastings. Tigers within one. Coates makes a set. Good cover by the Tigers on the left side. Good spin on that ball. Mackenzie Seeley took it off the block, and the ball still dropped in. Tigers get it back. They'll tie it up. Coach Jill Hotelling wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball. We're tied up at 12 at Hastings against Adams Central. It's High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5.
It's the Get Ready for Some Football sale going on now at Video Kingdom in Hastings. Lowest prices of the year. No money down, no interest until 2011 on all Mitsubishi products. Express delivery, professional hookup and operational instruction, and we'll dispose of your old TV. Check out the fantastic selection of TVs at the lowest price of the year at Video Kingdom, located in the Cimarron Plaza in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. Rob Osmond, Dyson Avronik with you. Third set, Tigers and the Patriots tied up at 12. Sets are split as well, one each. We're in the third. Peterson to serve for Hastings. She'll wind up, send it right into the net. You wouldn't think that calling a timeout could ice the server that many times, but it certainly has. Adams Central now up by one. Amber Wolf lets it fly. It's going to go off the hands of Liz Krueger. Amber Wolf had the spin on the ball, and Wolf made the most of it. Patriots up by two. Wolf winds up, lets it fly. Krueger one more time, gets it. Peterson back set, works the right side into the net from Brittany Johnson. Johnson mistimed the jump, and Adams Central gets the three-point lead. It's three in a row now for the Patriots. Amber Wolf winds up, drops it in. Frank is there. Peterson sets up nicely. Lauren Bliss had all the time in the world to make the adjustment underneath it and just drove it home and gets the kill for the Tigers. Brittany Johnson to serve for the Tigers. Coates with the set. Hodson off the block, and they're going to get the point. Adams Central stretches the lead to three now, 16-13. Kelsey Sedlak goes out. Back in the ballgame, Sam Niemeyer. Niemeyer can put together a string of serves as well, and that's what you can bet the Patriots are hoping to do. Niemeyer lets it fly. Frank to handle. It's going to be covered. Sent across by Krueger. Hodson to Coates, and then bringing it down hard was Taylor Arms, and Adams Central's getting it back right away. 17-13 now. Niemeyer puts her second one in. Peterson works Krueger. Krueger makes the dink, and into the net goes Krueger. Patriots will pick up the points, and they're up now by five. Niemeyer now with three in a row. She winds up, puts it in. Pulaski goes downstairs to get it. Peterson sets the right side, batted right back to Mackenzie Seeley. Down it goes. Adams Central gets the point. They're up by four now. 18-14. No, the Tigers got it back. Tigers got it. Not quite sure what happened on that one. Missed that call. Tigers get it. Somebody must have been under the net. 18-14 is our score. Patriots mishandle the ball in the backcourt. Tigers will get it back. Down now by three. 18-15. Shot is out from Mackenzie Seeley. And Adams Central reloads up now by four. Off the net, Pulaski dives but can't get it. A serve for Taylor Arms. Arms has really stepped up here in this third game. Patriots now up by five. Krueger to Peterson. Back to Krueger. Tigers having a hard time getting it over. They can't. They had a good opportunity to do it, but they tried to play it back. And that's a case of take what's given to you. Because right now, Adams Central is up by six, and this one's going to be a hot shot off the arms of Seeley, and out of bounds it goes. Adams Central putting a rally together now under Taylor Arms, 22-15. Timeout, Coach Heppner. It's worked before. We'll see if it'll work again. It's four straight points for Adams Central. We'll take a quick break and come back with more high school volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5.
What is a good neighbor? It's someone nearby who helps make your life a little easier. It's someone like me, State Farm agent Zach Augustine. I'll take the time to understand your insurance and financial needs, so whether you're preparing for your child's college education or planning for retirement, get the kind of help you'd expect from a good neighbor. Visit my office today at 1017 West 2nd in the Clock Tower Plaza across from Allen's and Hastings, or give me a call at 463-9525.
Like a good neighbor,
The Breeze, 94.5.
Taylor Arms of Adams Central has four aces on the day. She's got two of them in this service alone. Four straight points, two aces for Taylor Arms. Adams Central on top, 22-15. This one's going to go too long, and the icing worked again. Heppner's strategy is working all the way around. I'm not going to let that one go. Hastings back with the serve, and on the line it goes. Lindsey Frank, no, that was Lauren Bliss. Lauren Bliss got the serve, and now that's what I don't understand. It must have been a rule change because Pulaski is in the serve now. Coates makes the pass to Rosenquist. Tigers there to cover. Peterson to Party. Party lets it over. Picked up by Rosenquist. Hodson will let it go. Pulaski's there to Peterson to Kruger. Kruger off the block. No block. Adams Central stretches the lead now, and their biggest lead of the night, 23-17. Gary Coates with the serve. Peterson handles to Party. Party sends it down in a hurry. Out of bounds it goes. Alexis Party brought it down quick and in a hurry. Tigers will get it back. They'll send Liz Kruger to toe the line and cut into this 23-18 Adams Central lead. Kruger into the net, right back in the Tiger side. Adams Central now within one. Set point. The pair have split the first two sets, and now the third, 6-point advantage for the Patriots. Back to serve for Adams Central is Cheyenne Gosch. Adams Central is going to take it. Shot returned from Brittany Johnson, sailed out of bounds, and it's a 25-18 win for Adams Central, and they'll take the lead now, two sets to one. We'll have our fourth set coming up. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5.
All day, every day, it's Benici Brothers large 16-inch single-topping pizzas, now at their new low price of only $8 each. That's right, only $8 for a large 16-inch single-topping pizza of your choice. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead, and Benici Brothers will have your order ready in the Amfried North Burlington Express Food Court, 461-0386, 461-0386. Take advantage of the low-price pizza deal going on now and check out Benici's other daily specials. Benici Brothers, come join the family.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Hastings High School and the Allens of Hastings Mid-Set Break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hrbonic joins us one more time for a look at the numbers. That's the Adams Central team. that we're accustomed to seeing.
That's right, Rob. Jalinda Hodson continues to have a strong night. She has 11 kills on the night. Taylor Arms has four aces. And is Amber Wolf. She's picking up a lot of the slack. She did not do this a lot in the St. Cecilia game, but she's got three aces and really helping out with the fact that Janessa Bowen not there. And we've seen a lot of service errors on the Adams Central side. I mean, it's really obvious how much they miss her out of the lineup tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and that makes a big difference. Sam Niemeyer stepping up for Adams Central to get her a couple of nice rallies. Carrie Coates even stepped in there and got some critical points for Adams Central, and as a result, they end up with a 2-1 lead in sets.
Yeah, that's right. When Adams Central really pulled away in this third set, Carrie Coates had a string there where she had three kills, and that really started to separate the game there for a little bit for the Patriots.
Here's where you're going to test the character now of the Hastings squad. Can they dig deep and hold on and try to scratch back and push to a fourth or a fifth and final set, or do they let down and roll over and let the Adams Central Patriots dominate?
It just depends how much they get off to a rally here. If they can get off and get a little bit of a lead, get the crowd back into it, that's the main thing. The crowd is definitely not near as amped up as they were in the third set now. We're going to see if they can get off to a little bit of a run there and get the crowd back into the game. I think Hastings, I could possibly win this four sets.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as they realize and get that confidence, as long as they realize that they can compete and they can put things together, you bet they can. Our fourth set is about to be underway. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings mid-set break presented by Allens, the You Get More Superstore, setting out the proper rotation to get this fourth set started. Patriots on top, 2-1. And Adams Central will have the serve. It'll be Sam Niemeyer tasked with putting the ball in play for this fourth set. And we are just about underway, and Niemeyer gets things started. Pulaski goes down to get it. Peterson to Kruger. Kruger hammers one in, and it goes out of bounds. It looked for a minute like the Patriots were going to get that one, but the Tigers come out big with a hard shot from Liz Kruger to set the tone here in the fourth set, and that's exactly what Hastings needs to do, and a lot more often. Service from Mackenzie Seeley, set by Coates, dinked over by Arms, and Taylor Arms finds the empty spot, and Adams Central will even things up here at one. Interestingly enough, in that first three sets, the score was pretty much within one or two all the way into the 15th through 18th. And then Adams Central was able to put a rally together and keep it going and get those big points to dominate that third set. Shot from the Patriots goes out of bounds. Tigers will get it back. Service is handled by Adams Central. Coates sets up Rosenquist, handled by Johnson to Peterson to Kruger. Kruger finds a spot. Kruger climbed a ladder, and set that ball down in a hurry. For the second time in just this set, Liz Kruger has gotten a hold of one and made it count. Tigers up 3-1. Pulaski serves. Quick set by Coates, handled by the Tigers. Patriots reloading. Shot goes over from Rosenquist. Push now to Party. Party handles it to Niemeyer. Niemeyer gets it, and now Rosenquist brings it down. That's going to be covered by Seeley. Dink goes over from Kruger. Patriots are there to handle it. Hodson winds up, lets it go, and it's in. She may have got a partial block on that anyway, but that ball had that overhand spin on it. And there's no way that ball was going to climb. Jalinda Hodson put some heat on that ball. Patriots now battling back. They trail by 1-3-2 early in this fourth set. Service is up and service is out of bounds. Kerry Coates couldn't get it to happen for Adams Central. Patriots will reset. Jump serve now coming from Liz Kruger. It's going to be picked up. Another ace for Liz Kruger. Liz Kruger has got a string of aces tonight. Her service has been on par all night long. Kruger winds up, jump serve, way too much under this one. Sends the cheerleader scrambling at the far end of the court. 5-3 now. Tigers on top. Adams Central with the serve. Hodson winds up, drops it in. It's covered by Seeley. To Patterson, to Party. Party has their shot covered by Hodson. Niemeyer to Wolf. Wolf sends the free ball over. Pulaski to Peterson in the middle. Brought down quick and brought down hard by Johnson. Patriots trying to cover, and they'll send it over for a free ball out of bounds. It goes from Rosenquist. Hastings will get it back. Stretch the lead now to 6-3. Party winds up, serves. It's a hard one into the net. Boy, they might want to check that net. There could be an extra hole in it. That ball had some zip on it. Unfortunately, too low. Point goes to Adams Central. Lauren Rosenquist back to serve for Adams Central, trailing by two, 6-4. Pulaski makes the handle to Peterson. Partially blocked. Good effort. Brittany Johnson was there. Gets the point and the serve back for Hastings. Lead stretches now to 3-7-4 is our ball game. Hastings trying to avoid elimination. They're trying to get back into it. Jesse Peterson with the service. Wolf stumbled. Makes a poor set, but she'll get control from her teammates. And back to work they go. Good effort, good hustling effort by Jalinda Hodson. Tigers have to work near out of bounds at the net. Good save by Johnson. This is a great rally. Coats to Wolf. Wolf brings it to an end. Solid shot. Nobody tipped it. Hastings will get the service. And they've doubled up on the Patriots, 8-4. Timeout is being called by Jill Hotelling. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5.
CPI, Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
CPI and Mr. Tire are your friends in the field when it comes to your harvest tire needs. Combine farm tires and truck tires are on sale along with straddle duals. CPI and Mr. Tire have 9 flat out on the farm tire service units to help you when trouble stops you in the field. Call CPI Mr. Tire.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire serving all of South Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I would have loved to have been in my conversation with Jill Hotelling as she tries to rally her girls and get them back in to this ball game. They're down by 4. Peterson continues the service, pushed up by Rosenquist, now cleared over by Coates. Free ball for the Tigers. Peterson sets up perfectly. Johnson, good save by Peterson to keep it alive for the Tigers. Coates tries to do the same thing again. This time Peterson's not there, and the point will go to Adams Central. They're now down by 3. Amber Wolf to serve for the Patriots, trying to battle their way back here in this fourth set. They're up 2-1. Service out of bounds. Hastings will get it back, still holding to a 4-point lead. Brittany Johnson will handle service for the Tigers. Shot is up. It's going to be just out of bounds. That was a close one from this angle, but no argument from the crowd, which has grown unusually quiet. Adams Central back with the serve, down by 3. Sam Niemeyer to serve. Niemeyer lets it go, and Pulaski can't get to it. Ace serve from Sam Niemeyer. Niemeyer just had the right spot on that one. It wasn't a lot of speed on it, but good placement for the 5'8 senior. This time she'll wind up. Good play by Frank off the net. Lindsey Frank gets it, and then misplayed by Liz Kruger on the left side. Mistimed the jump. The ball comes off the side of her fifth. And Adams Central now back within 1, 9-8. Niemeyer still serving. Niemeyer's service is up, handled by Pulaski to Peterson to Kruger. Kruger drops it in, picked up nicely by Niemeyer. Hodson winds up, lets it go. That's handled by the Tigers. McKenzie Seeley. Seeley will send it over. It's picked up by Hodson of the Patriots to Peterson. Set now from Bliss. Good setup on the far side from McKenzie Seeley, but Seeley put too much into it, and we're tied up had nine. Adams Central battling back has put four solid serves from Sam Niemeyer back together. Good fifth service. Peterson to Kruger. Kruger off the net. Strings go flying. The side antenna goes down. That's how hard she's hitting that ball on that far side, Liz Kruger. The shot went into the net, and now they've got an equipment problem that they've got to try to tie that side antenna. The red and white pole came off the top.
So is that like the foul pole during baseball? Does that count as a fair ball? Or
it's a fair pole.
A fair pole?
Yeah.
So it's good.
Well, we'll see what the call is. I didn't. The ball bounced in.
Yeah.
But immediately, one of the referees put up two fingers to replay. Scoreboard has not changed. We're still tied up at nine.
Okay.
They're going to replay it. Apparently, two thumbs up means replay. Adams Central. We'll try it one more time. Tied up at nine. Niemeyer lets it go. Pawlowski goes down to get it to Peterson. Shot is up and down hard from Seeley, but it's going to be covered by the Patriots. And no one is there for Adams Central. Taylor Arms couldn't get it to go. And the Tigers will get it back. Seeley, Mackenzie Seeley lets it fly, picked up by the Patriots. Hodson lets it go and sends it directly right back to Seeley, who can't handle it. Down to the ground it goes. Adams Central gets it back. We're still tied now. Only now at 10. Shot is up. Good service by the Patriots. Patriots scrambling, trying to get it going. Kruger to Pawlowski to Party. Sent over. Patriots cover. Blocked at the net by the Patriots. Tigers forced to reload. Taylor Arms seems to be in the right place at the right time. Tigers, you can't say the same for. The ball dropped right between four of them. And Adam Central will get it back. Kerry Coates, the center, will handle the serve, and I think we're going to get a timeout. No. Jill Hotelli came up, said something to the referee to check the rotation, and they're going to get a different setter in there, and it's going to be Taylor Arms, who was there to serve anyway. Adams Central up 11-10. Arms shots picked up by Seeley to Peterson, pushed over by Kruger. Set from Coates. Brought down in a hurry from Hodson. Adams Central up now by two, 12-10. They'll get the serve back. Taylor Arms still back there. Wind it up. Peterson high set to Party. Party had all the time in the world underneath that. Boy, when she came down, she knew exactly where she was going with that ball. Tough kill for Alexis Party. And they're going to call it out of bounds. They're going to call it out of bounds. Party had all day in the world to get underneath that. Adams Central gets it back in a three-point lead. Out of bounds is the service, so justice rights itself, I guess. Tigers back to serve. Lauren Bliss winds up, lets this one go too deep, about 4 feet too deep. Adams Central will get it back. They're up now by three, 14-11. Kerry Coates to serve for the Patriots. She'll wind up, pop it over. Handled by Kruger, set from Peterson to Party. Party goes to Niemeyer. Niemeyer handles it for the Patriots. Hodson lets it go. Johnson is there. Peterson pushes to Kruger. Kruger has it blocked at the net. Whistle blows, and Adams Central is going to get the point. Tough battle at the net. Adams Central will come out on top in a four-point win. Coates to Pawlowski on the other side. Peterson pushes over to Party. Party sets, lets it go, covered by the Patriots. Peterson sets up Kruger. Kruger gets it to the bottom of the court. And the Tigers will get it back, trailing by three, 15-12. Sidney Niemeyer enters the game for Adams Central. To the bench, Taylor Arms. Jump serve from Kruger for Hastings. Good placement, but the Patriots are there to handle it. Wolf sends it over to Pulaski. Set up in the middle to Johnson. Johnson finds a deep row empty and gets it in. Sidney Niemeyer could not cover that swing side on the far right. And the Tigers battle back now, down by two, 15-13. Liz Kruger winds up, jump serve, goes straight to Niemeyer. Niemeyer handles it, Sam Niemeyer, that is, to Pulaski of the Tigers, to Peterson, to Alex Hardy. Hardy's shot is handled by the other Niemeyer, and a shot from Hodson goes bouncing off the block. And down, Adams Central will get the point, and they'll pick up a three-point lead. Sam Niemeyer heads to the bench. Kelsey Sedlak back in the ballgame for Adams Central. Services into the net from Hodson. Tigers back to serve. It'll be Alexis Pardy trailing 14-16. Pardy jump serve off the net, finds itself nicely in play. Another ace serve for Alexis Pardy. That's her eighth ace on the evening. Tigers within one. Pardy trying to tie it up, not with this serve. It's way out of bounds. 17-15, Adams Central. Back in the ballgame for the Patriots, Taylor Arms. Rosenquist sends it flying for the Patriots and brought back in a hurry from Kruger. Out of bounds it goes. Tigers will get it back again, down by one, 17-16. Each game has been about the same, 16-17, and all of a sudden last game, Adams Central poured it on. They're up by one now. Shot returned from Wolf, and Wolf gets it to going, but the Tigers thought they had it alive. It's on the ground. So the Patriots will get the point, keep the serve, and it's a two-point lead for Adams Central. Service is up. It's picked up by Kruger, pushed over by Peterson. Coates tips it over. Peterson now sets up Johnson. Coates to handle. Solid shot from the middle in front for the Patriots. They're loading up. Kelsey Sedlak lets it go. It goes off the arms of Kruger out of bounds. Adams Central stretches the lead now, 19-16. Six more points for Adams Central, and they got themselves a win. Coach Hefner wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, build this business.
It's the 64th anniversary sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save and enjoy special pricing on all Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, and KitchenAid appliances. And get a free gift with select Whirlpool family appliance purchases, like a free mini fridge with the purchase of a refrigerator, $5.99 and up. Ask Rogers for details. Happy 64th birthday to Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Timeout expires. We're going to get back to play. Adams Central on top, 19-16. They've got the serve in the hands of Amber Wolf, which is not a bad place to have it. Tigers set up defensively. Amber Wolf winds up, lets it go. Kruger gets it. Her return goes off in the referee's table. And Adams Central stretches their lead now 20-16. That's a four-point Patriot lead. Wolf methodically puts it up, puts it in play. It is wide open in there. Kruger kind of let it pass, thinking it was going to go out, and it was in by a good 2 feet. ace serve for Amber Wolf, 21-16. Tigers feeling the heat now. Liz Krueger is going to hit the bench into the ballgame for the Tigers. Tressa Gloystein, a 5'10 sophomore, getting some playing time for Coach Heppner. Amber Wolf winds up, lets it fly. She'll waste little time going after Tressa, and Gloystein lets it eat her up. 22-16, our score, a 6-point lead, and now Krueger is going to come right back in the contest, and Gloystein will head back to the bench. That's probably Coach Heppner wanting to get a word in with Liz Krueger. Right back to Krueger. This one is going to be handled. Peterson sets up the far side to Seeley, blocked down by the Patriots, and that front line for the Patriots starting to put things together. 23-16. Adams Central pulling away here at the end of the fourth period. Hard shot from Wolf right into Krueger. Patriots somehow managed to keep it alive. And nobody there. Good dink by Brittany Johnson. And the Tigers aren't done yet. Johnson will toe the line for the Tigers. Down by 6, 23-17. Service is handled by the Patriots. Coates sets up Sedlak. Sedlak gets it to go off the block and down. And here we are. Game set, match point. 24-17. And who do you think's coming up to serve for the Patriots? It's Sam Niemeyer, and all she needs is one. Match is on the line. Shot from Niemeyer is a high one. Pulaski plays it. Peterson sends it back over. Patriots let one play. That could have been out of bounds, and it could have been the ball game. Seeley lets it fly. Tigers put some heat on that one. Patriots were there to cover it. Hodson gets the last touch on the ball. Down it goes. Solid shot from the left side. Adams Central claims victory tonight in Hastings, 25-17. And those last two sets, Adams Central really poured it on at the end. We'll talk all about it. Hopefully we can get the coaches up here to chat about tonight's contest. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's been a great one. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this. We've got our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show coming up on The Breeze, 94.5.
Woodward's Disposal Service has been in business in the Hastings area since 1933 and is a fourth-generation family-owned business. Woodward's is full circle, which means they provide commercial, industrial, and residential disposal, along with recycling and 100% organic compost for all your gardening and landscaping needs. Woodward's is competitive with their service, providing residential customers with one free 96-gallon toter cart for just $15 a month. Woodward's, the leader in disposal services, 1039 South Burlington, and their recycling center at 1400 South Baltimore.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Seeley Body Shop in Hastings. Seeley offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Seeley Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Recapping, tonight was a exhibition of excellence for Adams Central, taking the last three sets from Hastings in Hastings. They lost the first set, 25-22. Adams Central coming out a little bit flat. They were slow to start against St. Cecilia also. But when they came alive, they came back. They took the second set, 25-23. And from then on, it was 25-18 and 25-17 as Adams Central dominated the last half. And interestingly enough, the 18 to 17 point victory that they got over Hastings, the score was tied up at 18 and 17. I mean, it was a neck and neck battle back then. I mean, it was don't quote me exactly on that, but I mean, it was a back and forth battle. And all of a sudden, Adams Central just poured it on, just like they did against St. Cecilia to get that win. They just somehow managed to dig deep, and Coach Jill Hotelling has got her girls fired up in a good position. They'll improve to 6-2.
Yeah, we'll take you back to that fourth set there. We had kind of seen this all night. It had been neck and neck. We were seeing tie ball games about midway through. It was 16-15 at one point. It was Alexis Party had just made a big ace to get it to 16-15, and it looked like Hastings was starting to get some momentum. Adams Central ends on a 9-1 run.
Yeah, wow.
With we had Wolf in there. She had three aces in a row at one point. She had two kills in that 9-1 run, and fittingly enough, Jalinda Hodson ends it with a kill.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was just a super, super touch. And Adams Central, just they are a team to be reckoned with in C1. They are a solid, solid volleyball club. Coach Jill Hotelling was a little skeptical to get the season started. She knew she had some talent, but she knew she was improving from 11-15 and had a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about that earlier today. You know, when we're talking about Adams Central, there's a lot of athletic girls, and they are very senior dominant. They're very experienced, but they're still making a lot of mistakes out there that you just hope to complete those mistakes and just fine tune them, because there's some really good athletes on this team, and they're playing good volleyball right now, Rob.
Yep, absolutely. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go through their schedule and find out what's going on, and hopefully we can get the coaches to pop up here and give us their perspective on tonight's ball game. Adams Central takes it in four on our volleyball game of the week. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5.
Another school year is just beginning. For the past 30 years, Sylvan Learning Center has helped students return to school with the academic skills and confidence to perform successfully in the classroom. Sylvan has helped over 2 million students during the past 30 years by treating each child individually with unique and specific academic needs. Give your child a jump start on the school year. Call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Celebrate our 30th anniversary by receiving 30 hours free with qualifying purchase. Call 1-800-EDUCATE for further details.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. We've just witnessed an outstanding volleyball game as the Adams Central Patriots take crosstown rivals Hastings Tigers in four sets, 25-22, 23-25, 18-25, and 17-25 in favor of Adams Central. Adams Central improves to 6-2 on the season. Hastings falls to a rough 1-8.
Yeah, I tend to think that the coach, Hastings High coach, is working with this team a little bit. I mean, we saw a lot of heart from this team. I mean, they've got some good athletes here. I mean, Alexis Party had a great game today.
Yep.
Eight aces. She had nine kills. Brittany Johnson did a spectacular job. I was really surprised with her six kills. Came in very timely, too, and very well hit. And Liz Kruger, of course, you know, eight kills, three aces as well. So I don't think there's a short of athletes on this Hastings High team, but I think it's just going to take a little bit of work, and I think with that, I think they'll continue to improve. And, you know, it's not how you start the season. It's how you finish it when you play your district opponents and how well you play them. And maybe, you know, you make a late playoff berth.
Yeah, absolutely. So nothing out of the picture for Hastings right now. They're still trying to find that good mix. Hepner made that pretty clear when we first got started tonight, changing some positions around and trying to get things going. Hastings will play Holdridge Friday. Is that Friday or is that Thursday? What's 3 days from now? Thursday.
Thursday.
Jeez. Math is the first thing to go. Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, they'll play Holdridge on Thursday as they'll open up a four-team round-robin tournament on Saturday over the weekend. And included in those games, they'll see Adams Central one more time. They'll see Waverly, whom they've already beaten, and they will see Kearney Catholic, which is a solid team, and that's going to be a tough little tournament for Hastings, and one that they can clearly win two games out of and try to get some resemblance back in the back to the season. Adams Central will move on Thursday to play at Donovan Trumbull, and then of course they come to the Hastings Invitational during the weekend to take on those same teams that I just mentioned. So a lot still going. We are not even we're pretty close to the midway through the season already.
Yeah, it's already sneaking up on midway point through the season. And I'll be interested for the Adams Central Patriots to see what they're going to look like when they get Janessa Bowen back. In this game, we saw it a little bit. Adams Central had a couple times that they could have really pulled away, I thought, and service errors let Hastings high back in it. And so with Janessa Bowen back in that lineup, Adams Central definitely, like you said, force to be reckoned with.
Yep, they're a tough team. So, okay, that's going to wrap things high school for our volleyball game of the week. I certainly hope you've enjoyed it. As always, these games are available for your downloading pleasure on our podcast on KLIQFM.com and streamed as well all over the world because some people have family members all across the country, and it's a good opportunity for them to tune in and listen as well, so make sure you let them know about that. For Tyson Irvonik, I'm Rob Osmond. Thanks so much for listening. I certainly hope you've enjoyed our broadcast as the Adams Central Patriots down the Hastings Tigers in four sets in high school volleyball. Special thanks to Steph Mueller back at the studio for tolerating our little bit of a late start to get things going. I always appreciate that. And thanks also to all of our sponsors that make our Game of the Week possible. And we will see you back on Friday for our high school football coming your way.